This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That's 855-450-3733. Sex robots back in the news. Now there's apparently a plan afoot to open up a sex robot brothel in Houston, Texas. KTRK reporting and interviewing some busybodies who want to see that stopped. They're a group called Elijah Rising, and I did finally go over to their website. It's actually a decent-looking site. They say their mission is to end sex trafficking through prayer, awareness, intervention, and restoration. And
I like the intervention, restoration, and awareness thing.
You're probably not going to pray it away. And they go into more about what they do, and I think it's great. If you're actually trying to stop actual sex trafficking, that's great. But to then attack a legitimate business of somebody wanting to sell sex robots or sell time with sex robots or whatever it is this business is going to look like, because we don't really know yet, but to attack them and say that it's actually going to... Let me pull the quotes up again here, and then we'll get back into your calls. Quote, she says, this is Micah Gamboa, one of their spokespeople. Our biggest concern is that this sex brothel with robots is going to train men to become rapists. And then she goes on. What's next? Is it child robots? Where's the line? Where is the boundary? Unquote.
I think it's a good question. Where is the boundary?
Which boundary?
if you don't like sex generally, you're going to ask this question, where is the boundary? And I think that while people may philosophically understand that, sex with robots is not, in and of itself prostitution, it may be distasteful to me, but, it's just a thing. They will most assuredly, many of those numbers will fall off when those sex robots go from, the bunny ears and the big rack and the big fanny and all that stuff to something that looks very much like a child. Things will change. Opinions will change.
There was already a news story about that, and I don't remember what the legal status was, but there's already a push to outlaw sex dolls that are child-sized or whatever, right? There's already a movement of people who are arrayed against that. They want to put a stop to that. So I think the news story I read said that the doll manufacturer just changed the doll from a child to an alien. So The same size, short little thing or whatever, turned it into an alien doll instead. And that's apparently completely legal. So, again, are we going to have a war on sex dolls now? Are there going to be police going in and, searching shipping containers, raiding back rooms at sex shops, and arresting people for selling dolls that are under 5 feet tall or whatever? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, I want to get back to Larry. He's hanging on here in Indianapolis. Larry, you had an interesting point that you were bringing up. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out there. So go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying is if we solve the problem of interaction between male and female and a man understands that nothing is free, the concept most colored men have is I can take this because I'm stronger. And just look at somebody like Kobe Bryant, who if he was in that room with some housekeeper, he could have said, here, baby, here's $5,000. Come on, let's go. Or Mike Tyson has said, here's $20,000, baby. Come on, let's go. He could have got his date. He wouldn't have to worry about all that stuff. But like I said, it's a psychological thing. Men have to understand if you don't have a steady job and money coming in, you might as well forget about having a woman. Of course, you got to have sex, either with a robot or whoever you have it with. It's not going to be for free. So I think that's what's destroying our whole concept in this country is free sex and the trying to get free sex. And with the advent of the internet porn, where 2 and 3 year old kids are watching porn clips,
seems unlikely.
It is. You got somebody like Beyonce running around, showing everything, hopping on chairs and stuff. You see the little colored girls looking like prostitutes, each and every one of them. So,
Wait a minute. There's plenty of white girls that are humping things and taking their clothes off.
Looking like prostitutes, but we need to just shut our mouths and let it go on, continue to where it's going. And robots are a good thing.
So you're saying you support the robot sex? You're supporting the robot brothel?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want a robot sex when you can go out here and cut you a deal and get you something for a reason.
So you'd rather pay a woman to have sex with you than...
I sure would. Okay. I would say that because it's nothing like the real thing. And the fact of it is there's plenty of women out here. After they are marginalizing themselves and becoming pariahs with the Me Too movement and the feminists, why don't the feminists go after the pornography women that are getting abused and gangbanged and everything? Because they're watching porn on their iPhones, so they just need to shut down.
Wait, are you saying the feminists are watching porn?
They're watching porn, yes, they're watching porn. You check.
Well, I don't think they want you to know that. If that's the case, they don't want you to know that.
They'll run out of the room before you can get to it.
Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. A bit of a disjointed explanation, but essentially suggesting that there was he had a concern for the idea of relationships in the United States or around the world with the advent of sex robots. At the beginning of his call in the last hour, he has brought up the Me Too. I think he mentioned it there again, the idea that there's this sort of overhanging fear surrounding a lot of sex. We've heard of colleges in California and New York, and I bet it spread from there, but it was a few years ago that we talked about California and New York colleges.
Where you've got to ask permission for
every step. Every step. Yeah. You want to touch your leg, you want to touch up there, you want to go wherever, you wouldn't know, you got to ask permission. Is this okay? Can I touch you here?
And this is fine. If this is the game you want to play with the person that you're having sex with, that's really awesome. But
it's a mandate on the school campus. That ain't a game.
Well, that's just perverts telling other people how they have to have sex, as far as I'm concerned. Well, you've got to play this particular game when you have sex.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, I was 18, in high school, college, that sort of thing, it was at least not in my particular spheres, it was not common to even ask a young lady before you kissed her. You got sort of social cues.
Part of the excitement of it, right?
Right. You got social cues. You had some idea this was coming. Mm-hmm. Was it complicated? Sure.
Yeah.
It was complicated.
Yeah.
Did I go in one time for a kiss and get a cheek
rejected?
Turned to me? I did once.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing, and I was more careful in the future. But, I don't... All that extra stuff is just other people's business, not my business. And if it's consensual, I just don't care. And robots don't have consent. So...
Not yet.
Whatever you're doing with what is basically a rubber device...
Yeah,
that's your business.
I don't buy the claim that these things look... I mean, you were just pulling up the real doll. You were just researching, of course, Mark.
In
case Laura, your wife, is listening, Mark's just researching. You pulled up the pricing, I think.
I also looked up Ain't Nothing But a Real Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, which was a Marvin Gaye song. I just wanted to be able
Good song.
Yeah, maybe if I had to.
You were reviewing the prices because somebody had called earlier and said they were $5,000 several years ago, and you were wondering if they had gone down
in
price.
$1,500. Mm-hmm. Being the bargain shopper that I am, I immediately found the website that I was on that they had basically already produced ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if these are... I sincerely hope they're not returns.
Don't worry. We've sanitized the product.
I don't...
Trust us.
This is not an advocation of anything, but they were between $1,500 and $1,600 for like a full, complete deal.
Now, I mean, you've looked at the product. I've seen pictures of these in the past. I'm sorry. They don't look real at all to me. It looks like a damn doll. It looks like a...
It doesn't look like a human being.
Right. No, it doesn't at all. I mean, I know our caller earlier was like, the touch feels the same. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe that. But I think that eventually it will. You know, once we get to the point where robotics and artificial intelligence, we're talking about a scientific sci-fi future here. But I mean, who doesn't believe that's going to come about, right? Like, you know, Terminator, realistic-looking robots. Realistic-acting robots. Not this. This is, you know, Generation Zero or whatever. This is nothing compared to what it could end up being like.
Some people seem very satisfied with them.
I imagine they are. But in the event that there really is a robot that can successfully masquerade as a human being, that also will kind of change things. So we seem to be on that road. If you want to share your thoughts on the future of relationships with the advent of these robots, sex robots, it's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizon.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here if you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We are moving into, and some would say a lot faster than humans are able to handle, a new technological age that is apparently resulting in sex robot brothels. That's the next thing. Whether they'll actually be successful or not is another question, but apparently some guy wants to open one in Houston, Texas, and some people are very upset about that. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author, and he's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has put out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday. Over 1,200 episodes so far. Great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics. I don't know if he's talked about sex robots, but 1,200 is a lot of episodes, so it's possible. Find the Tom Woods Show.
He's a good Catholic guy.
Yeah, probably not going to cover that one.
Yeah, I think not.
Tom Woods Show. But he's a really, really brilliant guy, and it's great when we've had him on here, too. Tom Woods Show, you can go to TomWoods.com or just search Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Once again, that's TomWoods.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about sex robots. Some people are up in arms about this. They are mad that somebody wants to actually open a sex robot brothel in Houston, Texas, and claiming that it could actually, the opposition here from Elijah Rising is the name of their group, claims that sex brothel with robots could train men, or they say it's gonna train men to become rapists. What's next? Is it child robots? Where's the line? Where is the boundary? The story here continues a little bit more. It says, each doll has a name, a look, and a price tag in the thousands of dollars if you want to buy one. But customers can also rent before they buy, getting a room and a doll of their choice where they can play and have fun, according to the website.
This is a showroom with test drives.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quote, fulfilling fantasies without limitations, unquote. And so then one more comment here from the Elijah Rising group. It says,
I suspect there are all kinds of limitations on these fantasies, by the way.
So far, yes.
Right. If you wanted to smear the sex doll and yourself in peanut butter and run down the street,
you're going to have to pay more for that.
Well, yeah.
Pay for a lot of cleanup. And that. No, a little more than the typical cleanup. Gamboa said, quote, we can't allow these kind of public masturbation businesses to operate in our city.
At least he properly calls it what it
is. It's actually a woman, Micah. Oh, and she's actually not bad looking.
What difference does it make?
Just saying. So some people have suspected that those who are against prostitution are those who, you know, are on the uglier side, but that's not always the case. Ultimately, prostitution does provide a level of competition for all women as far as, you know, in the dating marketplace. And adding in...
Doesn't it provide a certain amount of competition for men, too?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there are sex robot, male sex robot dolls, things.
True.
So,
true.
You know.
But I'm saying for heterosexual sex, as far as, you know, there's a certain amount of women out there, and they would prefer there not be prostitutes to add into the available sexual mix, so
okay.
to speak. And now, if you add in robots on top of that, will that lower the price of a female prostitute, an actual human prostitute? Because if now you can go and spend less, because they don't actually have to pay the robot, right? Like the pimp, whoever it is that's running this this brothel.
I think pimp is the wrong term, but all right.
Whatever the word you want to refer to a man who deals in sex with a robot instead of dealing in sex with a female person. But... So anyway, my question is, if this becomes a thing, if the Houston sex robot thing works out and they expand to more locations and then competitors enter into the business and you've got a healthy, is that the right word? You've got a live business there with people making money.
A going concern.
You know, the amount's going to be lower, right, to have a sex robot because you don't have to pay the girl. And
I would say demand would decrease. I think they think that would
demand
be
for an actual prostitute.
For an actual prostitute would decrease. So, you know, it seems pretty obvious that a certain amount. I drove a cab, so I have picked people up and dropped people off at these no-tell motels.
Yeah.
And I've been told what they're going to do there.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you told the rates?
I didn't ask a lot of questions. I don't want to talk about this stuff. So no, I didn't. Okay. What I wanted to do was get off the night shift.
Yeah.
And it was so much better when I wasn't on it. But anyway, I understand that some people just wouldn't care, right? They're in this for what they're in it for, and you know, they wouldn't care.
They wouldn't care whether it was a robot or a human.
Some of them didn't care if it was female.
I imagine that's true. Let's go to the phones here and talk to David. He's in Missouri. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, interesting conversation.
Thanks.
Yeah, you asked the question earlier with how you thought this would affect relationships.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's going to stay exactly the same. We don't have relationships anymore. Everybody's got their face glued to the stupid cell phones. No matter where you go, you take somebody out on the date and they want to sit there and text and have their face glued to a phone. I mean, the relationship.
Has that happened to you on dates where that's been the case?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then as far as the entertainment value of robots, we've degenerated, I heard stories. I'm a truck driver, unfortunately. And
thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
And for years, I'd go down by the Mexican border, and I'd hear people talk about coming over here to Boys Town and Tijuana. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you know the stories behind what goes on over there? I mean,
I've heard the stories of Tijuana. I would prefer not to mention them on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting that.
Can you give me an example without being graphic? I mean, because obviously there's only so many things you can say.
Well, I mean, yeah, without being real graphic, was men being entertained by women having sex with animals.
And, oh, my.
And I can't believe that you get this. You've made it to 37 years old and you haven't heard these stories.
About bestiality in Tijuana? No, I have not heard those stories.
I've heard it. I don't know that it's true, but I've heard it.
Okay, so that's a little different than a lot lizard, I guess, huh?
I mean, it supposedly, was true. I don't know if it's still going on, but I've talked to so many people that supposedly seen it. And then, one guy that was, a story of a guy that, a friend of a friend that took a guy that was a pretty good Christian went over there and, he didn't know what he was getting into, and he literally was in tears when he seen what was going on. And then, the point about the child, child dolls, they're supposedly, there was areas in Mexico where that catered to the pedophile. I've heard stories like that. So, robots, robots made like a child. I just off the charts seems like a bad idea. I mean,
yeah, thank you, David, gross. For your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's different opinions about this, right? One side says, well, if you give a pervert a sex doll, they're less likely to actually do something to a real child. The other side says, no, you can't give them anything that would play into whatever fantasy it is that they have.
Right.
So the reality is, these things are going to be made, whether they're made as aliens or marketed however they're marketed, they're going to be out there. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You don't USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence on Saturday called Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh a man of integrity with impeccable credentials. With more on what Pence said at the Value Voters Summit, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says under the Trump administration, the U.S. economy is proof that the American dream is working again for every citizen.
Since Election Day, job creators, large and small, have already created more than 4 million good-paying jobs across this country. Jobless claims haven't been this low in nearly 50 years, and we've reached record low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans.
Comcast outbid 21st Century Fox and its powerful backer Disney on Saturday in an auction for control of the European broadcaster Sky. Comcast's winning bid was $40 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. The number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also coming up, Anarchapulco. It's not around the corner, but it's going to be here sooner rather than later. We're talking about maybe about 5 months.
Them selling out is around the corner.
Yeah, you better believe that. I wouldn't surprise me if they sold out before the end of the year at the rate that they're going. So you want to get your tickets soon. This was a sellout in 2018, this year's event. In 2019, it'll be from February 14th through the 17th, and they're bringing Ron Paul back, which means sellout. So go and get your tickets now over at anarchapulco.com, code FTL. That saves you 15%. It is the first year you get to save because you're a Free Talk Live listener, and we're excited because we get to go back and have fun meeting a lot of you.
That's
there.
Great.
We met some of you for the first time this year, and it's always fun to meet, you know, listeners who maybe they're not new to the show, but they're new to us in that we haven't met them before. Because not everybody who listens calls the show. Probably only less than 1% of 1% ever does actually, you know, call in. So come on out and see us, but also you get to see Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose. I hear David Icke is going to be speaking there, and we ought to go and check and see if they've added any other speakers to the list, because I know they're going to keep adding them as the end of the year approaches. It's going to be the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists happening in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Great speeches covering topics including entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships.
I got Cynthia McKinney.
She's back.
Larkin Rose.
Cynthia McKinney, who is now identifying as an anarchist. Remember? We actually talked to her last year. It was amazing.
Viet Yedlica, the president of Liberland.
He's back.
Yeah.
Very international, by the way, this particular event. People come from all over the world.
It's great. It's going to be a great event.
Anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL, and you'll get your 15% off. So do that sooner rather than later. They're over halfway to being sold out, according to the most recent numbers I saw, and that was last week. So anarchapulco.com, code FTL. As we continue here, we go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Larry on the line in South Carolina listening to WTMA. There in Charleston. Go ahead, Larry.
Good evening.
Hey, welcome.
I wanted to bring up something, you know, that you could sort of stretch your imagination, but it's not much of a stretch. You know that they are using MakerBot 3D printing to make some human tissues and ligaments and skin. And there are some people doing research on more complicated things than muscles and organs.
Organs, yeah.
3D printing organs.
Well, that's research.
Yeah. Okay, so they're coming, right?
Right. It's coming.
Yeah, it's
if they can print a little bit of skin right now for a craft,
that's right.
I mean, it's an organ.
Right. So it's just like getting more complicated, but that just comes with future and technology.
Sure.
Engineering. So I'm wondering what the implications would be if one of these dolls that may have, say, human tissues incorporated into it, where it's
like a Terminator. Remember? I mean, that's what he was, right?
It could have. Now, it's really, in a way, you might think, how could you do that? Because with a lot of things you still have to have the body, the human body, to support it with nutrients and blood supply and things like that. Mm-hmm. But and I don't know how you would get something that sophisticated that you could
Clearly it eats human flesh. I mean, what else would it do?
Zombie Terminators.
Yeah,
they haven't thought of that yet.
Yeah, well, it's on the way.
Well, are we far from cloning? I'm wondering.
No, we're not.
No, I mean, they cloned Dolly the sheep, what, 2 decades ago?
Right.
I mean, there's been a lot of advances in cloning.
The only thing that's keeping people from cloning people at this point is
the government.
Ethics.
Yeah, the government, probably. Aren't there dog cloning operations in South Korea or China or something?
You can get, I know a guy had a bull. I saw a video of a guy who had his bull cloned, so you can have your pet cloned at this point.
Yeah, and there's a famous, I think, actress in. Who's had two of her? Is it Barbara Streisand?
I don't know.
It is.
She gets blamed for everything.
She had her dog cloned twice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Lloyd. He's in Detroit, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Lloyd.
Yo. What up? It's Lloyd in Detroit. Yeah. This sex robot conversation is pretty interesting. But then I got to thinking. What if they made a Lauren Rumpler sex robot and made the nipples like Lauren Rumpler and the butt like Lauren Rumpler?
How much would you pay?
Oh my god, dude, I don't know, but dude, I would love to have sex with that.
Thanks for the call, Lloyd. I appreciate it. I wonder if she even listens and hears these calls because he is her biggest
generally
fan.
Not.
I don't know if it's creepy or funny or both, but we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Oreo.
Yes, it looks like Barbara Streisand did clone her dogs.
Oreo is on the line calling from Missouri. Oreo, you're on our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you guys, what are your opinions on the Hollow Earth theory? Does it hold up?
No.
Isn't there a book about that? Or more than one, like a fiction book where there's like a whole, what's the idea, that there's a group of people or some kind of denizens down there? It's like a classic book.
The Time Machine?
Yeah, I've never read it. What about you, Oreo?
Turning to the Center of the Earth or what?
Yeah, maybe one of those.
What you were talking about?
Yeah, one of those books. Now, do you actually buy this stuff?
No, not really.
Okay, good. Yeah, we don't either. It's a bunch of crap. And that and the flat Earth thing, too. That's a bunch of crap as well.
The Earth is obviously
hexagonal.
Hexagonal. No, it's toroidal, Mark. Have you seen the toroidal Earth? It looks like a donut. Yeah, we don't believe that crap. Thanks, Oreo, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. If you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or you can jump into the Discord on-air call-in line room, which is what Oreo just did. And that's why he sounded better than the last 10 calls we had.
It's true.
Because and it's as easy as using your cell phone. So, like, you don't have to worry about setting up your sound card right on your Windows or Linux computer or whatever. You just install the Discord app on your smartphone, and it's like an instant upgrade to your audio quality when you call our show. And it also gives you the benefit of being able to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the callers. So some of the people you hear calling in, a lot of times they're just hanging out in the chat room. People talking about sex dolls earlier in the chat room. Right now, for whatever reason, they're talking about Kmart going out of business, which I can relate to because I used to work there a long time ago. So you never know what the conversation
is. There's 137 people online, according to this.
Are there really?
Yeah.
I just actually checked the statistics today, and we've had over 500 active users in just the last 30 days. So the super, super majority of the people on our server are coming back.
Busy, yeah.
Which is it's great. So I appreciate that. I think people are enjoying things. In fact, it was actually requested by a young lady who was in the chat room. She said, hey, why don't you guys have a room for memes? She says, every Discord that's a big Discord has a room for memes. I said, all right, well, now we have a room for memes. So,
got it.
I took one of the existing rooms and kind of just renamed it. We had one that was like a miscellaneous room, so I put the word memes in front of it. Now you have a room for memes. You can put all the memes you want. It's also a not-safe-for-work room, so I figure, you know, memes should be in a not-safe-for-work room.
Makes
so
sense.
You can put some not-safe-for-work. Maybe there's some good sex robot memes out there. I don't know. I have not looked into it, but I imagine that there probably are. And this is going to be an issue that I'm sure will be coming up again in the future as these robots become more prolific, as these, whether or not these brothels end up becoming a successful business is another question. You would think that, I don't know what they're going to charge per hour or 15 minutes or however they're going to break it down, but it's likely going to be cheaper than a human prostitute. And so that brings me back to that question I'd asked before. Is that going to bring prostitutes' prices down? I don't think we ever really answered that. But
seems obvious to me.
You think the answer is yes?
Right.
Because
you're in the fornication marketplace.
Yeah, they're going to have to compete.
If you're the paid fornication marketplace, then you know, somebody bringing in no strings attached sexual encounter with somebody who can't talk and tell stories? Yeah.
And what are we going to see as far as how the government's going to approach this? Are they going to try to arrest these operators of these brothels and charge them with pimping because they are still setting somebody up with a sexual service for money, even though it's with a robot?
Pimping ain't easy.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line room. Head over, or more than one of them, actually. Head over to discord.lrn.fm and get interactive there. If you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, which is to say talking about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week, live on the radio on 190 radio stations throughout the week, throughout the United States. If you like that, you also, of course, we're on the internet, podcasts, streaming. We've even got satellite channels over sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. So if you appreciate the work that we do and you want to help support what we're doing, want to help us expand, you want to help us get the ideas of liberty into more ears, then please join the AMP program as Brandon has done. Brandon, who is one of our longest-running amplifiers, he's a silver amplifier, and silver means you're doing the $5 a month. That's what we ask. You can do more if you want, but you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up, just like Brandon did a long time ago. And we're going through our whole list here. Night after night, we're going to read out one name. It's not going to take that long to get through. It won't take a whole year. We don't even have... Actually, we just crossed the 200 threshold, so thank you. Sorry, Mark, I forgot to turn your mic on.
Yeah, 200 is great.
I'm very excited about it. I'm glad to be back above 200. We've had as many as 300 or so amplifiers, and actually I was just looking at the old... It's like I have a list of all of our former amplifiers. I think we're up to like 1,600 former, so we definitely would love to have more on the on side rather than the off side. But then again, the program's been around since 2005, and people come and go for various different reasons.
Sure.
We actually just had a guy re-sign up today. He's been gone 5 years. He's like, I just got back into the show. So he's back.
Great. Welcome
and,
back.
I love it. I appreciate it. So if you appreciate what we do, please join the AMP program. It makes a big difference for us. It allows us to reach out to radio stations, program directors, get the show in front of them, and get the ideas of liberty heard by more people. If that's worth something to you, then please back us up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And we haven't screwed up yet this week, Mark, so it's on you tomorrow night to not screw up. We'll have a whole full week
where we're actually thanking folks.
Actually thanked an amplifier every single night.
Great.
So the pressure's on. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've been talking a lot about sex here tonight on Free Talk Live. Started out with Cody Wilson and that situation. We spent the first half of the show on that. And then since then, it's been sex robots. Let's go to our resident sexpert. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, you are. I'm calling in about the lunar landing. I'm sorry, I'm changing subject.
You don't want to talk about sex robot brothels opening up in Albuquerque?
No, I'm more concerned about the Earth was supposed to be moving, rotating. If you're on the moon...
We should have put you on with the last caller. I didn't even think... We actually had somebody who was calling in asking about how we felt about the hollow Earth. And, of course, we were just like, yeah, it's a bunch of crap. But you might actually be somebody who believes... I know you want to talk about the moon, but isn't it possible that the moon came out of the Earth and that the Earth is now actually hollow, Sarah?
Well, not that way.
Well, I have no idea what's going on under the inside the Earth, but if you're on the moon, you're supposed to be moving around the Earth. The Earth is moving, rotating slowly, and it was a video. It was not just a picture. I remember the man was moving around in the video, and the Earth was supposed to be moving, and so
there
was a fly on the helmet.
Yeah, I don't get what you're saying. So the Earth rotates, on its axis every 24 hours. That's the way you have day and night. The moon goes around and...
According to the Internet, it orbits the Earth once every 27 days.
And it always is facing the same side to the Earth.
Okay, so it's supposed to be moving. So then it was a video. The man was moving, jumping up and down, but nothing else was moving, so that... It was just a picture. So it's a con job. The lunar landing is a hoax.
Okay. I didn't know until you said the lunar landing was a hoax. I had no idea what picture, man jumping up and down. I had no idea what you're talking about. Are you saying that the what was it? Apollo? Which was it? 11? Which one was the one that landed on the moon?
Several.
One of the Apollo. Well, there was the first one that was manned, and I don't remember which one that was. They made a movie about it with Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton. Anyway. Are you saying that was fake, the whole thing?
Okay, it was just a non-moving picture. Okay, then nothing ever moved. Okay, but there was a video. The man was moving, but the moon, the Earth, and the moon was supposed to be moving slowly, but you could tell nothing in the background was moving.
It takes 27 days for the moon to orbit the Earth. That's going to be moving pretty slow. You're not going to be able to see that in a quick clip of some guy jumping.
Okay, that's true. Okay, but you're supposed to be able to tell that the Earth was moving slowly in the background, and then they forgot to fake it. So then that's a clue. And there was
how long was this clip?
I don't know. I saw it for maybe like 10, 15 seconds.
Seconds.
I'll get all excited.
Do you understand? It takes the Earth an entire day to rotate on its axis.
You know what? They found a fly on the helmet.
I think it's, what, 1 degree every there's a certain number of minutes.
The lunar landings aren't fake.
Whoa, Mark, are you holding toting water for the government here? What do you know?
I don't know what you're talking about. It would be a lot more difficult to fake the lunar landings than to actually do it.
Okay, you know what? I'll tell you the reason why.
My God, thank goodness Sarah doesn't actually get online. I mean, because she would just go completely down the rabbit hole. Because there's all kinds of, like, fake moon landing websites which will just draw you in, Sarah. I think it's a good thing that you don't go online because you will just... We'll never hear from you again.
I'm telling you the reason why the government lied is to make the free world, the capitalist world, more superior to the Russians.
What makes you think they're telling you the truth now?
Well, you know what? The government is not telling this. They have satellite image photos.
Why do you think the government that would lie to you about something as simple as landing on the moon, I realize it's actually complex to do that, but why would you think the government would lie to you about that, but then tell you the truth about things like red light cameras, some of these other things you call in about all the time?
Well, Well, the government is not telling that. The Red Flex is telling that, and I'm telling you that.
Okay. So the Albuquerque government isn't the government?
Capitalist company is telling us that red light cameras work.
So do you believe everything the government tells you?
Look, the government, I tell this city that I want red light cameras. They don't wanna do nothing other than what the voters wanna do.
All right.
Okay.
Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the open Discord on-air call-in lines. Comments, Mark, on the moon landing?
Yeah, yes.
Hollow Earth, moon landing.
No.
These are all the same kind of categories.
This is horse crap. And if you have no hope of proving it, why would you bother talking about it?
There's some, I got to tell you, though, I remember looking into this years ago when somebody brought it up on the air.
Sure, you have a little bottle.
And I looked it up, and when you go to the websites that advocate for this, they're very persuasive. You know, they've got photographs, and they're circled, and parts of the photos.
How is my life going to be made any better if I suddenly discover that the moon landings were faked?
Well, you could argue, I'm going to just play devil's advocate here, Mark, and be a moon landing job. Well, it'll help people understand the government's lying to them, Mark, if they can find out that the moon landing is fake, that they can't trust their government.
Everybody knows the government's lying to them. All they have to do is listen to the government. You can see that the government has lied, then apologize for the lies. And this is all governments everywhere. They've all got, they're all full of lies. And then they go on and believing this stuff. Just look, the lies abound. Every time the government apologizes for something, it's something they lied about in the past.
That's the best I got. I don't really have any other reasons why anybody should do anything with this. Obviously, it's just a bunch of garbage, like the flat Earth and the hollow Earth and all that. I mean, to ignore the idea that they would have to have such a massive conspiracy. I mean, all the people involved in, if it was a fake, faking the moon landing. Because the theory is it was like a Hollywood crew. It was, professionally filmed in a Hollywood soundstage. And they brought in some fancy director or whatever. Who was it? The guy from, what's the claim that they brought in the guy who did that Stephen King movie. I'm forgetting what his name was right now. The one with Jack Nicholson in it.
Here's Johnny one.
That
Shining.
One. Yeah, The Shining.
Yeah.
Whoever the heck that guy was.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin punches a guy for saying that the moon landing is fake. Buzz will just punch you over there.
By the way, speaking of pop culture, since we're in the remaining moments here, we're talking about movies. I saw The Predator last week.
You like that?
I'm a fan. I like the Predator movies. I thought it was enjoyable. I thought it was entertaining. If you don't take it seriously,
okay.
Because I called it.
It's not continuity.
No, it's just not a. It's a funny movie. It's like it doesn't. If you've ever seen previous Predator movies, they're all very serious.
Yeah.
And this one, it just takes it all and turns it on its nose and makes it into a comedy.
Okay.
And it's got some great like jabs between the main characters. Great writing. You know, it's a funny movie. It's not serious. If you're expecting a serious movie, if you're expecting a trip kind of traditional Predator movie, you're going to be disappointed by it. It was a bit of a mess, but overall, it was a fun ride. So if you liked Predator and you're open minded, check it out. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327.
That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.